Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for June 8th, 2012.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
Every single person kept a part of the money and applied shocks to another subject.
The nervous system of the bilingual was able to extract information about voice pitch particularly well.
If you were very good at hearing, you were likely to be also very good at touch.
This week, the link between touch and hearing, why bilinguals hear better in noisy environments, and new brain research could illuminate why we're willing to share so much personal information on social networking sites. But first, what would you do for money? Suzanne Bard has the shocking answer.
Don't you hate those hypothetical moral dilemmas, such as whether you would kill one person if it meant saving the lives of five others? Well, according to Cambridge neuroscientist Oriel Feldman-Hall, the answer to such morally ambiguous questions can be very different if the situation is real instead of hypothetical. She and her colleagues gave volunteers 20 British pounds, or about $35, and a choice. They could give electric shocks to another participant and possibly win up to 10 times that amount, or spare the other person shocks by returning the money.
In the hypothetical condition, almost all of them said that they would not keep the money. In fact, many of them were even horrified that we asked them such a question. Whereas in the real condition, every single person kept a part of the money and applied shocks to another subject. So there was this huge difference between what people thought that they would do and what people actually did when confronted with reality.
Even seeing the other person in pain on a video monitor didn't stop them from inflicting the shocks. And the stronger the shock, the more money they got to keep. Feldman-Hall says despite our best intentions, the power of self-interest may outweigh moral behavior.
When you come to moral challenges in the real world, there are a host of other factors that can exert their influence on how you make your decision. And a main one is self-benefit. The motivational pull of self-benefit, in this case of earning money, is an extremely strong force. And I think that we sometimes underestimate how much we are driven in our lives to enhance our own self-benefit. And I think a lot of times that force can get in the way of this sense of an ideal moral self, how we believe we want to behave, and what happens when we're actually in that type of situation.
Thanks for that report, Suzanne. You may have heard that blind people often have a heightened sense of hearing and touch. Now, new research suggests that hearing and touch go hand in hand. Science Update correspondent Justin Warner explains.
People with sharp hearing are likely to be highly sensitive to touch as well. This according to Gary Lewin at the Max Delbruck Center for Molecular Medicine in Berlin. His team confirmed that touch sensitivity is influenced by our genes and also correlated with hearing ability.
If you were very good at hearing, you were likely to be also very good at touch, because perhaps that the same genes, let's say good copies of those genes or very, very positive copies of those genes that determine your ability to hear may also help in your ability to sense vibration, for example.
They also found that children who were born deaf were especially likely to have low touch sensitivity.
It could be many, many genes that actually were problematic in these people causing their deafness. That meant that there was probably a very large number of genes that caused deafness and also as a side effect led to an impairment of their touch performance.
The findings could help researchers understand and manage some hearing impairments. And these insights into the relationship between touch and hearing could also help explain certain talents, like playing a musical instrument, which requires both keen ears and sensitive fingers.
Thanks, Justin. Knowing a second language can be helpful when traveling the world, but recent research has discovered that knowing a second language can also change the way our brains respond to voices. Suzanne has that story.
Throughout our lives, our brain's hearing system changes as we experience different sounds, including music and language. Neurobiologist Nina Kraus and her colleagues at Northwestern University found that speaking a second language allows bilinguals to focus on a speaker and filter out distracting sounds better than monolinguals. They had volunteers listen to recordings of people talking while measuring the electrical activity of their brains. When there wasn't any background noise, the brains of all the participants were equally attentive. But when the background became noisy, like this,
sugar is very sweet.
Bilinguals did better.
The nervous system of the bilingual was able to extract information about voice pitch particularly well.
Krauss says the pitch of someone's voice helps us identify the speaker when the room is noisy. And bilinguals may be better at doing this because they need to hear subtleties in speech that monolinguals don't.
Thanks, Suzanne. Facebook, Twitter, and other social networking websites allow people to share details about their lives with others. Diana Tamir and her colleagues at Harvard University found that self-disclosure, or sharing personal information, triggered the brain's reward system, causing these actions to feel good. While in a brain scanner, participants were asked questions, including some that were personal. The answers were either kept private or shared with a friend.
The task in which people were able to answer questions about themselves, and in particular when they were answering questions about themselves and sharing those answers with an audience, we found that those conditions had the most robust reward responses.
Tamir likens the brain's response to that of eating good food. She explains that Facebook and Twitter may be so popular because they provide an opportunity for people to engage in rewarding behavior.
And in other news, researchers found that people who answered surveys about habits like drinking alcohol and exercising were more honest and accurate when responding by text rather than voice. No conclusions yet as to why we're more likely to make things up verbally than while texting.
Thanks, Suzanne. People view scantily clad women as objects rather than people, according to a study in the journal Psychological Science. Prior research showed that we can recognize pictures of objects turned upside down, but have trouble recognizing people upside down. In the new research, when both men and women were shown upside down images of men in their underwear, they had trouble recognizing the same men right side up, just as you'd expect. But images of upside down women in similar attire were easily recognized when shown right side up, a sign that we view them as objects. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, squid-inspired camouflage and the medicinal properties of Gila monster spit. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, we'll send you a Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirschhorn for AAAS, the Science Society.